Hello, and welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Welcome to today's episode of the Create a Life You Love podcast, where we share tips and strategies to help you on your journey. So I'm your host, Chantel Cox. I am an author and transformation neurocoach who helps women who are facing life transitions to create and embrace a new unleashed vision for themselves so that they can unapologetically turn their transition into their triumphant transformation and successfully navigate the Create a Life You Love journey with grace and ease. Okay. On today's solo episode, we're going to talk about a life transition that is impacting many people right now, and that is back to school season. Okay. So for those of you who don't know me, I do not have children of my own, but I am in the education field. And so it does still impact me as well as many others, whether they are parents or not. And where I live right now here in Wichita, Kansas, the stores are lined with school supplies. I know the educators are back in full swing participating in their districts in service. And my friends that are parents are working with their kids, trying to get them back into some type of routine. So regardless of your role, a new school year represents a new season of life. And whenever you are starting a new season, it's super important to take a moment and reflect and also to set intentions. So in a moment, I'm going to share some questions that will be helpful for you to reflect on. And if you have children, you might actually want to discuss these questions with them as well. And hey, if you're not impacted by back to school season because you don't have kids or your kids are grown or whatever your situation and you're not in education, feel free to still use these questions, but rephrase them so they make sense in your situation. For example, the first question is going to be, what went well last school year? You could rephrase that to what went well this past month or whatever makes sense in your situation. Okay. So first I'm going to share the four questions with you, and then we're going to go back and discuss each of them a little bit. So the four questions to reflect on are, what went well last school year? What am I excited about for this school year? What am I nervous about this school year? And what will I do to help me with what I am nervous about? Okay, let's unpack those a little bit, right? So what went well last school year? Why do we want to start there? Start by reflecting on the past because it's already happened. Your brain already recognizes it as familiar and safe. And we want to kind of spark those gratitude juices in our brain, right? Get that dopamine hit and evoke all those positive, grateful emotions as we go through this exercise. So after you think about some things that went well last school year, then move on to question two, what am I excited about for this school year? So we've looked at the past. Now let's look at the future. What are you excited about? You know, many of the educators I work with, they're starting maybe a new job role, or they're in a different building or teaching a different grade level. For some of my friends that are parents, maybe their kid is going transitioning from elementary to middle school or middle school to high school. And so they have, feelings of excitement. Their little kid is growing up and doing new things and getting to experience some new responsibilities in the world. So whatever it is, there's got to be something that you're excited about in the future. So what are you excited about for this coming school year? But also as you're thinking of those excited things, something else may come up. And so that's where we get the third question. What am I nervous about this school year? This is super important to think about because it's 100% normal to have this underlying sense of nervous anticipation whenever you're facing something new. And we oftentimes will like sugarcoat it or ignore it, or, you know, just really push it deep down and pretend it's not there. But what happens is it still resurfaces, right? And a lot of times it's in ways that we end up regretting, like because it's just in there and we're feeling this level of anxiousness, we end up lashing out at coworkers or family members or just a variety of things. So there's no sense in pretending like we're not nervous about anything and we've got this and everything's going to be awesome. It will be awesome. Okay. But it's okay to have something that you're nervous about. And if nervous isn't the right word for you, what is it? Maybe it's, what are you anxious about? What are you concerned about? What, phrase it in a way that works for you and your situation. But basically think about and name what it is, because by naming it, it gets it out of our brain and it kind of takes away its power, right? It removes it from internal and kind of makes it external, so you can separate yourself from it and you can now look at it and start thinking about solutions. Okay. So you want to name it, get it out, whether you're speaking it, writing it, both, but get it out of your brain and out into your world so that you can now look at it a little more objectively. So then that moves us to the last question. What will I do to help me with what I am nervous about? Okay, what are some resources? We are not alone in this world. You have resources available to you. So what are they? If you are in a new job of some sort, you know, you've probably been assigned some type of mentor or point person, like somebody to go to ask questions. So maybe your resource is a person. Or if you are in a relationship, maybe your person is your partner. Your resource can 100% be a person. But it could also be something like a book or a podcast. It could even be something like, you know, picking up some type of new habit to embed in your routine. So it just depends, what are you nervous about? And then what are you going to do to help you with what you're nervous about? Okay. So one last time, let me read the four questions. It's number one, what went well last school year? Two, what am I excited about for this school year? Three, what am I nervous about this school year? And four, what will I do to help me with what I am nervous about? Okay, I definitely encourage you to set aside a little bit of time and reflect on those four questions. I will definitely include them in the show notes so you can go back and look at them if needed. And if there's someone else in your life that after you've had time to process it, you want to share that with them, feel free to either share this episode with them, or if it's like your kid and you want to help them process the upcoming school year, just do this activity with them. It's super simple, but super powerful. And then remember them anytime you're facing kind of a new season of life. Okay. So think about, maybe it's not a school year, maybe it's a month, maybe it's a year, maybe it's a project, whatever it is, go through these questions and rephrase them so that it makes sense in your situation. Okay. So as we wrap up, I want to invite you to join me and my friend Sarah on August 23rd at 7 p.m. Central Time. We are teaming up in my free Facebook group, Create a Life You Love Community, and we're going to do a Facebook Live, and it's going to be an interactive learning experience. So it's like part podcast, part masterclass, and we were being goofy, and we said it's kind of like a podcast to class. So that's what we're calling it. So come join us for the podcast to class on August 23rd at 7 p.m. So just so you know a little bit about Sarah, she is a phenomenal educational leader and she has this amazing, inspiring vision. I met her through my neurocoaching certification. So she's also a master certified neurocoach. And then she also is a certified RRT tapping coach. So you might be familiar with EFT tapping. And so you'll definitely want to come see what she has to say about RRT, because it is different and it is, I feel like, a little deeper and more helpful, honestly. And she's also the creator of the Accelerated Transformation Method, and she hosts her own podcast, Teaching Little Brains Podcast. So definitely come check it out. You can go to the free Facebook group right now, Create a Life You Love Community. There is an event. And so you can RSVP to that. And Facebook is so helpful these days because there is an option once you RSVP to go ahead and add that event to your calendar so that you will get a reminder. So how helpful is that? So go check it out. And I look forward to seeing you then. And as always, you can catch all past and future podcast episodes of this Create a Life You Love podcast within that free Facebook group, the Create a Life You Love community. And so I will link that in the show notes as well. So, all right, everyone, enjoy the journey. Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.